What is yours to do? Your one thing, right now. Do what is yours to do, and all will be well. I have found that this above statement has only 30% truth value. What is in the 70% that would make it really true? If you look at the 100% true statement, how you do anything is how you do everything, it gives you a clue. What is shared, what is common, and what is operational most in your life is not the what but the how. So the one thing that can, the way the book promises, 10x your life and make everything else easier or unnecessary is not an activity but an attitude. Most of humanity asks the what question, as if it were really the only thing that mattered. I watch students of mine waffle and never choose what to do. Because what if they choose the wrong thing? It's curious that I myself chose the wrong thing. I chose a profession that I had no business to be in, I lacked some fundamental capacities and especially desire and curiosity to get outstanding in it. It took me many turns to finally do what I do today. Whatever that is. At this I am the best. I am not the best writer. I am not the best teacher. And unfortunately I am not the best salesperson or marketer. I am best at distinguishing. I made a pact with All Knowledge aka Source to do the work no one else can do, so all knowledge can be accurate. That is my one thing to do. But what is my how? I have been pondering this question for a few days now. And instead of trying to invent one, I have decided to look what is the how with which I do everything. I have tried out many words. All may be fitting to one degree or another, but I am currently looking at uncompromising. I am that everywhere. When I look back, I was that when I learned my 6 languages. I was that when I learned the 2 musical instruments I learned to play. In ballet, in pantomime, even in architecture, which I hated. I bring that attitude to everything. It makes me who I am. My attitude is not very popular in a world of comfortable compromises, in a world where everything and everyone is for sale, and I am okay with that. In a world where people pay big money for guidance, to what work to choose? This is a big question for people. They ask it as if there were some preordained vocation of activity each of us should do. But it is a bad idea to consider. Everything is done by the who you are. And the who is the most important element, how you do things in your life. In my humble opinion, every person's number one job, every parent's number one job is to help the person become more of who they can become, not what. If I measured on a scale of 1 to 100 where you are in that regard, I probably would be driven out of business. So much hate would come towards me. Because you are barely on the scale, most of you. And then you ask me or an expert, what is yours to do? Use whatever activity you choose to do to become more of who you can become. One of my coaches came to the same conclusion yesterday. He realized that he had been coasting for 10 years, not growing, not moving closer to who he could be. He was frantic. And even though he is way ahead of you, 10% on that scale, when you realize that you are stagnant, it doesn't feel good. And the secret is to use any and all activity to grow in that regard. For about 10 years, a large part of my daily activity was giving massages. I used it to develop capacities that are rare in humans. Used it to develop myself. Not skills in massage, mind you. No, I had no commitment to massage. I had commitment to a who, and a how. So I developed skill in persuasion, in human communication, in being entertaining and fun, that was new to me. I committed to perfect myself as an empath. I trained my attention to not wander. Trained my cone of vision to be wide and notice things that can be included. To be able to be with and accept people I saw as revolting, disgusting, appalling, etc. Plenty of customers like that. I learned to say, it is all in a day's work. Practice to say no. To set the context for each massage session before the session, and stick with it. I practiced to demand and get compliance from clients. To be truly interested in them and in what they had to say. As you see, being a masseuse is a mundane profession. It was not my life's work. But it provided me countless hours of self-training, so that when I got to do what I would want to do, I would be prepared. Most people I observe don't even understand this concept. They are penny-wise and dollar-foolish. Nearsighted. Narrow cone of vision. Can hold only one thing in their brain at any one time. They have no concept of context. Context that is entirely transforming any activity to glorious, to profitable, to enjoyable, or conversely boring, tedious, a waste of time, not what you want to do. It depends on the context. I tell you the truth, massaging people is not enjoyable. Talking to people I have nothing in common with is not enjoyable. Getting paid for my time is demeaning. I could have felt furious and hostile when they demanded, asked, Tried to coerce me, cajole me, or beg for more than I am willing to give can be infuriating. But if and when you set a context for the whole process and for each session, all those bad feelings don't come up. You are not in their context, you are in a context you created. Those 10 years were a huge mountain to climb for me. A mountain I didn't climb in 5 to 10 minute increments, like my hero program students fancy they can. I didn't say at the end of a massage session that I got done what I set out to get done. Instead, I said that I practiced for an hour being who I said I would be. I originally started doing massages because of my massive brain damage. My brain wasn't working properly and I couldn't make money, enough money, any other way. I started it to survive. I did do other work on the side, I even started this website, did my first energy products, my first courses. But I continued to make money selling my time until I felt confident that I can sustain myself from the income from this business. The first years were very dicey. Sometimes I was late with my rent, sometimes I didn't eat. But I pulled through. So, to summarize, your one thing. What is yours to do? Your number one thing should always be to grow yourself. Not your money. Not your business. You. And growing yourself, of course, includes growing your health. If you don't have health, you have nothing. And if your health, energy level, coherence, brain clarity is not what you'd like, surprisingly the most important and easiest to correct issue is your cell hydration level. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, if and when your cell hydration drops, for reason of not consuming enough food with natural coherent cell water, or for reason of drinking only beverages, if we did a before and after test on solving puzzles, or comprehension, when your cell hydration is low, you are simply stupid. That includes me too. When your cell hydration is low, your body goes into survival mode. And it doesn't give a flying fig to solve a puzzle, to understand what you read/hear/see, it is not relevant for survival. Get your health checked. It will show you every aspect I can measure while I connect to source. And I may be able to advise you how to bring your health up to a level where you can stop worrying about your health, and can start working on becoming all you can become. Get your health measurements. Your eating style is very important. Here is an example: if you have weak stomach acid, 70% of the population, and that segment is growing because of food additives, you can't eat like you used to eat when you were a kid. Or a teenager. When you could digest anything, even if you didn't chew properly. I now take 10 capsules of stomach acid. And have stopped having indigestion, and stopped having acid reflux. I still eat like a caveman. One meal carbs, the next meal proteins. But before I started to take the acid capsules, I was still not well, and now I am. So this was an example. A client of mine has blemishes. It is from not being able to completely digest proteins, especially when they are combined with carbohydrates, like in legumes. Other clients have indigestion that masquerades as hunger. So they feel hungry all the time. They aren't. They have indigestion. So the eating style measurement I throw in for free is very valuable. But even at $10 it is a steal. Human design consultants charge multiple of that. Get your health measurements.